Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good career for Justin Herbert, running the ball more than throwing in the.
Well, I like to start off with, I told you so. No, it's truthfully, I'm extremely happy for that young man, Justin Herbert. And not only did he send off not just as many critics, and there has been nothing but scrutiny from day one since he stepped on the field, from being a freshman and coming all the way through his career, staying back another year and leaving as a Rose Bowl champion. And not just a Rose Bowl champion, because there's always been this question, is that everyone will say, what's a signature win? What's going to be that moment when you come up against adversity, a good team, national television? What has been that win? Not only has there been two in a row, does it count much versus Utah? Yeah, because that's a Pac-12 championship. But I said this on Twitter, and I believe the Rose Bowl visually is the most beautiful bowl game of them all. And you want to argue South, and you want to look at the Sugar Bowl because it's inside, and you could say maybe it's the Orange Bowl or the Peach. It's not.
Do you know what one of the coolest things visually yesterday in that game? The chrome helmets in the third quarter and fourth quarter when the sky was reflecting off of them.
It was
that burning red sunset reflecting off of those chrome helmets. Looked awesome.
There's a uniqueness to the camera angle that sits at Pasadena, from the field shot to knowing that it starts at 2 o'clock and then the sun sets and it always gets dark in the second half. It is extremely nostalgic, and it's the one thing that I hope never changes in college football. And I think the Rose Bowl can be perfectly set to where it's either a playoff game or it's also a championship. It doesn't matter. That never needs to change.
Terms of the game can evolve, but the setting is
the setting will never change. Yeah. And I don't think college football will allow it because it's too perfect and we love tradition. But for Justin Herbert, not only wasn't a stat day where you went, wow, he was incredible with his arm. He didn't even throw a touchdown. He ran for three. And by the way, before I left this show, there was I did an interview with a certain individual. We won't name names because I hold grudges as good as anybody. But what I try to always refer to is college football showed us something, not only in all the national championship runs in the playoff, they also showed us in all these games so far, that if you have a quarterback that makes plays outside the pocket, you have a quarterback that can threaten the run, that can make plays with his feet and threatens that ability and can extend drives and not only score big time plays when they needed to, from watching Joe Burrow to everybody that did it in Justin Fields, getting a chance to watch Justin Herbert score three touchdowns with his legs, and the signature walk-off one that he had was awesome. It was incredible. And thank gosh, they finally got out of their own way and allowed him to run free.
Yeah.
Because he looked fantastic, and they deserved to win that game. I know you, as much as you want to be as a Badger fan, as controversial as that was a bad call. I'm going to say right now, it was a bad pass interference, but that doesn't matter. Don't drop the ball. Yes. Punt. Don't fumble a bunch. Don't throw a bunch of interceptions, because you took advantage of exactly an undisciplined Wisconsin team, and Oregon was better.
Well, and that's a defense that looked menacing. Brady Breeze is an absolute...
What a stud, too. Another local stud.
Yeah, but I mean, that the fumble that he forced, even better than the 31-yard touchdown he had picking up the punt.
Huge.
Basically, that was handed to him. But he just goes back and just palms the ball, and he's like, see you, everybody. Yeah. That fumble that he forced came in a huge spot. And then obviously Justin Herbert turning around and running the ball in. But I believe Joe had the stat. That's a first three touchdown running performance by a quarterback in Ducks history. Joe, do I have that right? Yeah. So, I mean, that is something where you look at.
I mean, if you look at what Justin was able to do in that game, was it something that Wisconsin gave him those opportunities, or was it the fact that they knew going into that game, if you watched in the first couple quarters, I know he did run him down in the red zone, but it was CJ Verdell inside mesh fakes on the inside on the fourth down conversion. Again, they put his heels at 9 and they try to run right downhill into the teeth of the defense. It didn't work. When you started pulling the ball and adjusting, those simple little adjustments made Wisconsin there. It was ineffective.
Yeah. Well, and by running those plays, you had the defense committing on that 31 yard, I believe, run that Herbert had to take the lead.
Yeah.
everybody crashed because nobody expected him to pull that ball and run for it. And then he has the athleticism to stiff arm again.
Well, I mean, it's
just
math.
Just putting Badgers' faces into the dirt all day. But he has a stiff arm and then breaks free, and he's able to outrun everybody to the pylon. And then even after he gets into the end zone, his composure, he gets knocked down. The Ducks are looking to kind of start getting a little bit chippy there, and he's the one pulling everybody back. And you're exactly right, talking about a signature moment in the Pac-12 championship game, in the Rose Bowl. I think a lot of people in years to come are going to look back going, yeah, Justin Herbert was a great running quarterback. And they'll look at the numbers and go, wait, why didn't he run the ball more?
That moment, again, I'm not going to compare this. One of the greatest moments ever in Rose Bowl history is on a long run to beat USC and win a national championship in the Rose Bowl. There is no better setting or no better moment to watch your 6'6 quarterback, who's going to be, by the way, after that display, everybody was asking, from every scout to everyone that says that this kid can't win that big moment, or how can he shine? He elevated his draft stock because it wasn't about just the touch ball. He's got to work on his touch a little bit, but that goes to say. He was the tight end, number 48, who I slipped into my mind, who drops the ball on that third down. I'm like,
I know.
It was like the ball was hit him in the nose.
And he almost.
Like that, I thought that was the game. I'm like, come on, man, you can't drop that football. But Juwan Johnson had great catches. Some of these guys, they all played
Micah Pittman.
Oh, Micah Pittman was great to have him back to his speed.
The throw that he lasered into Pittman, I believe it was a third and long. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That thing was just threaded in there.
I mean, Oregon finished the season playing better than they had played the entire run. And you look back and you go, okay, sorry, it was that one ASU game, one throw, one of that. This is a big-time successful season for them. It was great for the Pac-12. I couldn't have been more excited for the entire conference other than watching Utah crap down the leg. We'll talk about them later. But on that moment, on that stage, to see now to put Wisconsin with four losses, that's back-to-back wins in Rose Bowls that you've knocked them off Oregon.
Yeah, well, in the Big Ten in bowl games, I mean, Wisconsin outgained. Time of possession was like 17 minutes at Wisconsin's advantage. It felt like Wisconsin had that game had it not been for the turnovers. But other than the punt, which in my mind would have been blocked had he not dropped it anyways, those turnovers were forced.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't, those weren't layups.
Troy Dye stripping because him having his cast off.
Yeah.
He still had his cast, but he had his fingers available.
Yep.
That made a difference for him.
He's still got a pick out against Utah without his fingers.
I know.
That guy is an absolute beast.
They played well. And again, you said it earlier, Brady Breeze is, he reminds me of John Lynch, now general manager for the San Francisco 49ers. John Lynch was an unbelievable, he was a linebacker at Stanford, got moved to safety, played safety a very long time in the NFL for Tampa, was part of that great Tampa too. He reminds me of that kind of just leader, aggressive, and talented guy.
Yeah.
It was for the football.
It was a really fun, what does the feeling of having the Rose Bowl victory going into it, I think a lot of Duck fans were disappointed that they didn't get a chance at the college football playoff, their own fault, losing to Arizona State. But right now, it's obviously quick reaction time. What do you think of the Duck season as a whole now?
Yeah, I think it's, from where I sit and watch this, clearly they were the best team in the Pac-12, and it wasn't close. I mean, it was Oregon, and then there was a massive drop between Utah and then another drop between Arizona State and Washington. You toss those two up at that point, but they're very close. But the way they finished the end of the season is how you look at, could they have been a top five team and made a run? We don't know. I mean, I can, that's going to be my statement for the next segment. We're talking about the P1 Social about statements today, because usually we do that on Monday, but I'm back, so we changed it. I felt like, because I wanted to just throw that in there. But you couldn't be more proud of this Oregon team for representing the Pac-12, but for the North. And we'll say it right now, the power in this conference is in the North half of and it's not close right now. It's not. Look at the recruiting. Just look who's representing across the board and who's playing well in bowl games. Arizona State might have something to say in the next few years about that, but right now it's in the North.
I will say the thing that for me was the biggest impact of that game, as you look at the whole season, the way Oregon started the season was by being the better team for all but 9 seconds and losing a game to Auburn. It looked like Wisconsin was the better team for most of the game, and they won by a point. You know what I mean? Like, that to me is the difference. They were able to hold on. They looked like they had their backs against the wall. A huge defensive play to get the turnover, followed by a long run by Justin Herbert. And then the four-minute offense able to convert first downs by throwing the ball in a situation where everybody's expecting run. You're just going to try to run clock. No, they get the ball to Pittman. They get the ball to Juwan Johnson. And they are able to run out the clock at the end to hold on for the victory. That, to me, kind of bookends their season. And hopefully that's the direction that the program's going. But I thought that was a big statement.
It's a great point. I had a friend of mine who's a Duck fan text me. He goes, wow, we're just pretty lucky. I said, no, good teams don't. Good teams aren't lucky. They make their own way.
Yep.
They're not. Yep. They made it.
Absolutely. All right. You mentioned it already, but it is a Monday of sorts. Came back for the first time following the
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.